our mission spotlight this morning. We try on occasion, as missionaries are in town, to have them come up and just hear a little bit about what they're doing. And so just briefly, Jeremy and Andrea are going to come up, and they're our missionaries to Ethiopia that we get to partner with, and they're in town. Excited to have them. Welcome. Thank you guys for coming. And really, the two questions we typically ask missionaries, what are you excited about? How do you see God's hand moving in your ministry there? And then secondly, how can we be praying for you? So maybe start with it. And last time I had you sneak in and introduce your family real quickly, so we'll do that.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Well, I appreciate the shout out from Barbara and her husband, Jim. They were very important in my spiritual formation, and actually their transition into mission work was a huge inspiration for me as a young man. So I'm glad to be here. This is the church I grew up in. And I'll introduce my family briefly here. Our oldest actually is not pictured. His name is Reggie. He's going to Bible college in Michigan. We adopted our three kids from the Philippines 8 years ago. And we've just been blown away by how God has blessed our time together to grow them. People give us credit, but it's God that really deserves all the credit for how they've grown spiritually. Our daughter, Lelaine, she's actually going to be participating in a medical mission, being trained in Australia, but then the outreach is in New Guinea, Papua New Guinea, through YWAM. So we're excited for that, and so we have her graduation coming up. And then our youngest, Mark John, he's on the far right. He's just finishing up his sophomore year in high school, but we've been blessed just to be able to have at least two of our kids with us in Ethiopia thus far. And then the youngest one there, he's actually local to the city where we live in Ethiopia, in Bahirdar. And he was actually a street kid who had come to our outreach, our children's outreach. And we saw a special need for him. And so God just made it clear that we were to help him. He's received a surgery on his leg that had been badly injured when he was really little. Cure Hospital is a wonderful mission that does free surgeries throughout the world. And so we were able to get him helped out in that. But God has called us to an area of the world that is really still unreached. In northern Ethiopia, the population is 0.2% evangelical. And so we have a huge mission.
You guys catch that? I mentioned in the first service, 0.2% evangelical. So what a great harvest or potential for harvest.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's a region of 22 million people. And I'm discipling university students that I'm training them to go out. And many of them are from villages that still need to receive the gospel. So it's taking advantage of that time to prepare them that when they graduate and go off into the different areas of Ethiopia, that they'd be ready to hopefully plant churches in areas where there is no other church to go to.
That's awesome. And ways we can be praying for you specifically?
Yeah, hello. I've been working with traffic victims and women coming out of prostitution. Most Ethiopians live on less than a dollar a day. And so you can imagine it's a very difficult life there. And as we said, it's a very unreached area. Very dark. There's lots of opposition. We just recently had an opportunity to work with street children, and Mokwanet, the youngest there, was a street kid. And so God has really touched our heart for these street children. And so we've been asked to, when we return in June, to start a program up in the north where we live and to start ministering to these children, many who've never heard the name of Jesus, never heard the gospel message. And so we're excited to make an impact with that next generation of Ethiopians. But you could pray for us. As I said, it's a dark place, and there's lots of opposition for the evangelical Christian, not from the Muslims, but from the Orthodox, who call themselves Christians, but do not know the gospel and do not believe the gospel. And so it's a very difficult place to work, but Jeremy's working with these university students who will hopefully take this gospel message back to their village and spread the good news there. And they need our prayers because they could be heavily persecuted, shunned, and sometimes even killed for doing that. And so pray for these students, pray for these traffic victims and women coming out of very traumatic situations, and for these street boys, that God would get a hold of their hearts.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
What a neat ministry, huh? Talk about talk about being on the front lines and also living what you're proclaiming. And so that's pretty awesome. So let's lift them up just in a word of prayer, if you wouldn't mind joining me. In fact, extend a hand just out as we pray for them. God, thank you so much for Jeremy and Andrea, and just so grateful for their hearts and desire to minister in an area that's not without obstacle. We hear that even just in their talk. I pray that you'd give them a special hedge of protection, that you'd go before them, you'd protect them, that you'd use them mightily, God, that they'd bear much fruit. I think of these different ministries that they have a heart to start, God. I pray that that would go smoothly and that they'd have many people that come into a saving relationship with Jesus that are rescued, not just physically, but spiritually as well. I thank you for their little family. I pray that you continue to bless that and allow them to flourish as they're even growing up into ministers themselves. Pray that you'd go before them, you'd bind their marriage, that you'd grow them in their relationship with you, that you'd build them strong, God. We thank you again in the strong name of Jesus Christ. Amen.